This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:10 in the morning on Thursday. Hello, thank you for listening. And this part of... that's right, Morgan. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky Clusterfest. It's coming back.
Yes.
What the fest is that? It's the comedy and musical festival, and it's this is year two, correct? I think the
yes.
first time I heard about this was last year. So we have three-day tickets for this. It's June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It's presented by Comedy Central. Jon Stewart is going to be a part of it, Amy Schumer, Trevor Noah. What did you grab me a little
got some
funny
Stewart
audio? Let's do it. So John's going to be there. Amy Schumer, Trevor Noah, The Lonely Island. There was a huge list of various people who were performing, but there's also musical acts: Salt and Peppa, Third Eye Blind, out of nowhere.
Salt and Peppa's right. a weird one.
But it should be really fun. The tickets are on sale right now, clusterfest.com. And we have a pair right now for call number 97, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of three-day tickets for Clusterfest. So, God, this solenoid thing is everywhere.
You know what? Can we talk about this? Because so the thing about Shaun White is I've known of him as a skateboarder from he was a little boy in San Diego. I think he comes from Carlsbad, where I last lived before I moved. So I know of him from that. And then he, you know, got into snowboarding and excelled and has done very well for himself through
I'll
the
say,
X Games
yes.
and the Olympics. I remember that he had been in a band.
Yep.
I've never heard and still haven't seen the actual story of what it is he did to this drummer. And
I have it for you.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah,
if you have it, it's what I want to hear.
Typical sending unwanted photos of unwanted to be seen body parts, and but also weird controlling things like you got to change the style of your hair and just
as a bandmate.
As a bandmate, right?
Okay.
So and she's a little cutie, like. You know, she looks like a very nice girl. Oh, darn it. Where's the picture of her? There it is.
Well, I just to answer to that, I do know that...
Her name is Lana Zawaida.
Some
bands... Or Lena Zawaida.
...actually do contrive their image.
Sure. Yeah, oh. I don't know what his... I haven't... Is there... What's the name of his band?
Bad...
Company.
No. Bad Things... Does that sound right?
Yep, that's right. Bad
can
things.
You let's
let
hear a little? So she's
some.
The drummer, and I'll do some
yeah,
some of the
second.
Story because actually I have some quotes from him too. You know what? Don't worry about that yet. Let's just get through some of this stuff. So initially he wins the gold medal the other two days ago, and then people are congratulating him. This is great, and someone shoots out a question about the harassment, which is something he settled. This was an incident. She was pissed and sued or, you know, however that all went down, and he paid her money.
Okay.
And so they just brought up these allegations, I guess, as a part of the Me Too movement. They wanted to know what had happened. So he was sued for sexual harassment and breach of contract by Lena Zawaida, the former drummer in his band, and they settled last year. No terms were disclosed. So here's what he was asked about and what he said. So the key word here was gossip.
Right.
She was not happy about that. And she wrote, let's see if I can find her exact quote. Yesterday, Shaun White used the word gossip to refer to the past sexual harassment. Oh, so this is her attorney saying this. To refer to the past sexual harassment lawsuit by his former drummer, our client. There are powerful legal forces at play which prevent her from speaking out about the allegations and ultimate outcome of the sexual harassment case. So, in other words, she signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
Before he made his comments, she believed this matter was in the past. She was happy to put the situation behind her. Unfortunately, by his recent comments and conduct, he has minimized the problem of sexual harassment in this country. And no woman wants to be called a gossip or a liar by the harasser. Minimizing sexual harassment maximizes the harm to Ms. Zoeda. Hopefully before our country declares someone the best of the USA, there will be investigation and due diligence. He has since apologized for using the word gossip. Let's hear his...
So it was the same day.
It looks like it.
He started backtracking immediately.
Well, she started saying, what the F, immediately.
Right.
Shaun White is also apologizing for inadvertently dragging the American flag through the snow after winning. He even appeared to step on it. It was brought to his attention, and he went, oh. He heard people were upset. He said, I remember being... Oh, do you have this quote, too? Oh, because I hear you clicking. I remember being handed the flag, but I was trying to put my gloves on and hold the flag and get the board. So honestly, if there was anything, I definitely didn't mean any disrespect. So sorry for that. But I'm definitely proud, very proud to be a part of Team USA and being American and to be representing for everyone back home. So there's that. So getting back to the band thing, were you able to find us? I would be interested to hear this chick drumming. And is he the singer?
I think he's the guitar player. I've never even heard the band, by the way. This is little tidbits I've picked up along the way, but I honestly had never heard until yesterday the allegation that he had sexually harassed his drummer.
I do remember there being, I remember this being sort of a small story. I mean, obviously, under today's magnifying glass, it comes, you know, it's coming back and they wanted to be addressed. But I remember it was the hair thing that stuck out to me. But so here's a couple things. She sued him in August 2016. She was in the band for 7 years. They worked together.
And by the way, he's the only famous one in the band. I don't even know if the band would have made it without.
Well, did they even make it? So we've never heard them.
Right.
So she's basically saying he sexually harassed her for years. She has tons of text messages to back this up. She claimed that during her 7-year run with the band, he would text her pictures of his wiener, sex videos involving fecal matter, and demanded that she change her hairstyle, which seems like the least of the offensive things. He denied the allegations, but ultimately settled with her in just this past May. And so here is Bad Things.
Yes.
Okay.
This song's called Cotton Side.
Actually sounds like him singing.
Maybe it is. Like I said, I don't.
Her drumming is very good. Yeah, we've heard worse songs by far. I mean, this is fine.
But I think they're much like Dogstar in a different way. But Shaun White is the guy on the guitar in this band. So everyone, Shaun White.
Enjoy.
Do you know the band Augustina? That's another band?
No, I don't know.
No.
So the guy who plays in this band is from the other band, Augustina.
Oh, okay.
All right.
A little vanity project for 7 years.
Yeah.
NBC analyst Bodie Miller. Bodie. He's apologizing for...
What did he do?
Well, you know what? Should we just roll the clip?
Yeah.
And you tell me. Tell me if you can figure out what he did wrong in this clip.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the second guy who speaks.
That is awesome. What is that wrong?
Apparently it is wrong.
Why is that wrong?
He's to blame someone spelled like, I'm sorry, you got married, now you're no longer a contender.
Wait a minute, let's just say what that is. That's entertaining. I mean, he's there to entertain the people.
He does say, I'm sorry, I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, it's... he's entertaining the people and he's not hurting anybody. No one
Except
got hurt.
Her spouse.
Whatever.
Who now is going to get blamed for her bad performance.
So she didn't do well?
No, but she had, as the other dude was saying, she has a knee injury and they were saying,
well, knee injury's old.
This wasn't a great performance and I don't even know what skier they're talking about.
I mean, I felt like if he would have laughed or said, just kidding.
I know, he sounds so serious about it.
Yeah,
like, well,
exactly.
You know, I don't want to say it's his boss's fault, but
it's probably your husband's. That is hysterical.
Would he have said that for a man?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. He would have said that. It's kind of sexist.
Oh, it's a terrible thing to say. It was a terrible attempt at a joke, but I do think he was trying to make a joke.
Wait. Sure. So you think that he wouldn't have said that about a male skier, about the female wife being the reason?
No.
I think you're right. But that's why I think it's funny, because there's the guy like, I mean.
Bodie.
I think that's funny. I don't feel
Bodie.
Like.
Bodie.
Whatever. I know we're we're an outraged world these days, but to me that's like, he probably even knows the people.
Right.
I mean, the skiing community can't be that big at that level, right?
Yeah, you can't race with a World Cup with a family or after being married. It's over. Lindsey Vonn is single, and she's hanging out at the Olympics, and she realized yesterday that it was Valentine's Day. She's like, oh, my God, it's Valentine's Day. I should totally go get laid.
So did she?
Well, I don't know if she actually wound up getting laid, but she posted on Twitter saying, so apparently it's Valentine's Day. I forgot all about it because I'm at the hashtag Olympics and I'm single. Anyone else out there single and want to be my Valentine? Hashtag worth a shot. As you might expect, I have pages and pages of people's responses.
Good for her. You know what? She deserves that.
Yeah. Might be too much for her to sift through, but maybe she did.
Maybe she just wanted to see that she could still fire up the
She can.
Responses.
Her profile picture even is really, it's a little hot shot. Her in a half shirt, jeans slung way down low. I don't know. It's just a little thumbnail.
That's actually, when you first said the skier, I thought you were talking about Lindsey Vonn.
You know what?
She's famously had a knee injury.
Yeah, they don't name the skier that he's talking about here. It could have been anyone.
It couldn't have been her because Lindsey's single. And
right, this person obviously just got married.
Right.
And then just really quickly, because I just have a second left. Congratulations. I hope this isn't a spoiler. I guess this happened late last night. U.S. skier Michaela Schifrin won gold in the giant slalom yesterday. 4 years ago, she won gold in the regular slalom when she was just 18. And she's the youngest person ever to win it.
Really?
Apparently, when she was 4 years ago, when she won the regular slalom. She was the youngest person to have ever won it. The U.S. men's hockey team suffered a pretty rough loss to Slovenia yesterday. They were up by 2 goals in the third period, but then Slovenia just came back in overtime.
Slovenia?
Yeah. We're ranked 5th and they're 15th, so it was a pretty big upset. But, you know, the NHL this year didn't send any pro players. This is for the first time in 2 decades.
For the United States or for any of the countries?
NHL, but also Canada and Russia apparently fall under these same. Well, like maybe
Russia's out.
Having problems anyway.
They can't compete.
But it affects Canada as well.
Oh.
So they're saying our team's not nearly as strong as usual. But I don't know how many GD games these people all have to play, but they're not out of it. They could still win gold, even though they just suffered a defeat. It's not like one of those single elimination style tournaments. And U.S. speed skater Brittany Bowe just missed out on a medal in the women's 1,000 meters. Early yesterday morning, she lost the bronze by less than 0.4 of a second and finished 4th. She does still have a chance at the 500 meters in the team event. And you can get all the medal counts and everything at nbcolympics.com/medals. That's all I got time for. It's too bad because another Charles in Charge cast member has attacked Scott Baio. And so much more today. What's going on?
Blind dating comes up and also how to get better sleep after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 and it is Thursday morning. We had such a big day yesterday. Went to the San Jose Fairmont and did a live secret show from there. Our friend Rudy joined us and it was just nice to see Marshall from the Fairmont again. And
his wife Esther.
They are such good hosts down there. Mm-hmm. And we've been to the few different Fairmonts, actually. In fact, we might have coming up pretty soon.
We were so fun. We hung out yesterday. Marshall showed me his wife's new car.
Oh, what's she got?
He got her a Maserati.
Oh.
Yum.
Boy.
Like,
that's great.
What?
He's doing well.
Yes. Yeah.
That is
I really like him a lot.
Car.
No.
Ooh.
I put it on my story on my Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was like... Sitting in it and acting like it was mine. Really.
He's always taken really good care of us.
Yeah.
Like our events go off nicely.
They are great.
And he takes care of every single thing possible.
He should be on our classy list.
Oh, right.
He should lead the class.
Yeah.
I'm classy. He never says no. I'm going to need this. Yeah, he just goes yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God, I love people like that. All right, look, this part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Bryn was telling me that there's this, we get these little lists of videos and stuff, like, here's what's gone viral. I guess this guy built a globe out of matchsticks, like 50,000 matchsticks. And then he did like a time lapse of him putting the whole thing together, and then he lit the thing. So, Vinny, we're going to take a look at it. So he, it's the heads of the matches. So he sort of glued them to like an inside ball or something. And now he's going to light it on fire, and the world is on fire. That's actually depressing to see. But it's, so it spreads as it hits each match head. And we're putting that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I love it. It's so cool.
It is. It's actually hypnotic.
That is super cool.
Yeah. That's really neat. As it eats its way across.
I mean, he worked really hard on that, and it's going to clearly be done in another 15 seconds, but that is awesome. I mean, if you like fire,
sure.
I'm a dumb boy.
Oh, now it looks like a flaming eyeball.
So,
yeah, it's,
there's
a metaphor for
Beavis and Butthead. Fire! Fire! There we are.
So the video's 9 minutes, and
look at that, boy!
Slow mo and stuff. So it's pretty.
That's
cool.
That's actually great, and it's slightly depressing.
And too. That's at on our Facebook page.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right, that'll be fun.
This Friday and Saturday, get up to $320 in rebates on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire Credit. America's Tire, where America saves on tires.
The Radio Alice Report.
RIT department, Brad. Has
and Ron.
You guys have outdone yourselves yet again. Staying out in front of the entire World Wide Web.
It's a way to stay ahead in the race.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks fantastic.
I can't take my eyes off it.
Even that upcoming event section where there's concerts all around the Bay Area, that's really great. Oh, look at that. Matt Carney's here on the 27th.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, that looks great.
Incredible.
Really good, boys.
Right. I cannot say enough nice things about the new.
We should just let people
on?
Check it out for themselves. RadioAlice.com. Please go check it. Turn that away from him. He's never going to
stop.
He literally cannot stop looking at it.
It looks so good.
Slick. Everyone look. Please click minutes.
All right. Well, actually, part of the reason that I am putting off this first story is because it's horrific.
Oh,
so I won't get into all the details, but I do want to do this story for one reason specifically. Yesterday, I want to say it wasn't until about, I don't know, late afternoon that I actually heard all the details because we had our podcast and I'd been... So, you know, sometimes you just want to listen to Minor Threat or Suicidal Tendencies, and you don't want to hear the news or anybody talking at you. And so you rock out, and you miss that there was another horrific school shooting yesterday in Florida. A 19-year-old male allegedly responsible for the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, had an Instagram account showing all kinds of antisocial behavior, including anti-Muslim slurs. He posted his guns, among other things. The account had a few photos of a masked man posing with knives, one holding what appeared to be a fake gun. So it's on and on as far as this the signs possibly being there. The kid was thrown out of school. They say that he was a troubled teenager at the school where the shooting went down. He threatened and harassed his peers. He talked about his behavior was clearly antisocial. And what's so incredibly interesting as I read about this morning is we heard so many people writing in yesterday as we talked about the stuff about teachers and
getting their relationships
with these students. And they were all writing in saying, kids don't get thrown out of school anymore. And yet here's a guy who clearly had pushed it far enough that he was. Like, he really, they did it. They got rid of him. Anyway, Nicholas Cruz, 19, had been expelled for disciplinary reasons. They say that they haven't given us the specifics on that yet. But the fatal shooting that took place yesterday ended up killing 17 people. I haven't seen this yet, but someone I know said that there is video, they saw the video from inside the school from people with their phones who took video. So that will be out there. I'll be avoiding it, but I can
I definitely don't
bet you that is going to end up on the internet.
And you can also bet that you'll be offered prayers and condolences and nothing will change.
There were problems with him last year, threatening students, apparently, and he was asked to leave the campus. I guess once you tell someone to leave and they do, though, you don't have, what can you do? They say that he took an Uber to the campus.
Really? With all his guns? That's great. Yeah, this is totally disheartening and depressing and frustrating.
And nothing will change.
Right. Nothing will change. All the lawmakers and all the people on Capitol Hill, we need to offer these people our prayers. It's not time, right? It's too soon to have the conversation. And we're never going to have that conversation. Nothing is ever going to change, and this is going to continue to happen. So
he posted about guns and violence, talked about killing people with an AR-15 assault rifle, and posed with BB guns, shotguns, and knives. Other students have talked about how he was a loner. Mm. He used an AR-15 semi-automatic assault rifle yesterday. They say this was purchased legally.
I heard someone talking about how, like, oh, well, you know, they, it was obvious on Twitter and on Instagram that he was, that these social media things need to do more. Really? Is it the social media sites that need to do more? Because I'm thinking it's something else that needs to happen. But that's just me. It's horrifying.
He pulled the fire alarm to get kids to run out of their classes, but they say that was suspicious because they'd already had a fire drill earlier that day.
Did you see a picture of this rifle?
No.
Oh, my God. This is something you'd see, like...
And he got that legally?
This is
something you'd see, like, a Navy SEAL carry.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, private citizens do not need automatic weapons. Those are for killing people. I can hear an argument for someone who hunts. Or someone who wants a single-shot handgun to protect their home. I can hear those arguments.
Show them a picture, Bryn.
I'm not anti people who are responsible gun owners having guns. But automatic rifles and the bump stocks that let that guy turn his single shot into an automatic rifle.
The Vegas guy?
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is any of our kids. That's ridiculous. That's what they have on the front lines in Iraq.
And the worst thing of this, well, there's a lot of worse things, but one of the things that comes of this is gun sales go up as soon as people think these guns might.
Oh, they're going to go away.
As soon as someone starts to get a feeling like they won't be able to get theirs, the one that they want.
Don't worry. You'll always be able to get it.
Then the sales go up.
Welcome to America.
So there's that story.
Oh, so sickening.
Dating.
Okay, I'm in. I'm ready to let that go and move on.
Had to be
day.
Said. It's now behind us.
Thank you, Vinny.
Dating. It's not easy.
I don't do it.
Yeah, I know. You haven't had to do
I'm
it
anti-dating.
In ages. And even when you were single, you didn't really date, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
And then you and John got started, and then you were just like...
The rest was history.
We're doing this.
You're my person.
Right.
When you know, you know.
But if you hear people talk, in fact, we even had a lady at the Secret Show, a couple ladies who are now single at the Secret Show yesterday talking about their lives, and you figure, well, you're now a dater.
Yeah. The one of the funniest things about yesterday's Secret Show is the last 5 minutes of the Secret Show, all 5 minutes were taken up by this one lady who just, I don't even know what she was trying to, me and you that look at each other, I'm like, when is this going to end?
Pooman, never let the microphone go.
Yeah, you know, I talked to her.
You need to jump in and be like, your story's going nowhere, lady.
I'll 100% take the blame for that. It was my fault.
She's a nice enough lady.
Yeah.
I talked to her, and she's like, I'm going to make it short. And then
anytime anyone says that, it's not
going
to. She even said, to make a long story short, I'm like.
Like three times she said that.
You already passed that point.
You made a long story longer.
I am shocked to hear you guys saying all this right now.
Why is that?
Well, because it was allowed to go on and on, and sometimes I sit there and I think, everybody seems to be having a fine time. I'm just going
to
sit here.
Well, because you're waiting for her to get to the point.
I
didn't want to be the dick.
I said, you know what? It's time for someone to be the dick. What happens at the end?
I talked to a couple listeners afterwards as I was looking for Vaughn. I lost Vaughn to drive him back. And they were at the elevator, and I said, was that story at the end too long? And at least 5 out of 7 of the women said, I was completely captivated. I was engaged.
Oh, that's good.
So,
well, I'm sure people will write us their reactions to our
well, here's
bad
the
advice
thing.
Or whatever.
I don't think it was a bad story
in the
sense that there was a lot going on and there was a lot of drama in that person's life. And it was very...
it meant a lot to
her.
Sure.
But it didn't have...
No, it was really just her telling us all about her life.
Well, it was her telling us what a D her ex-husband was.
Right.
That's what that was.
Well, she wound up with the mansion, so I think she's going to be okay.
Right.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, don't be.
Everything else, I was pretty smooth.
You were amazing. Listen, you were tired. We'd been on for an hour already.
Yeah, and the drive, I don't know.
And the drive!
I know.
Yeah.
The drive that's 20 miles shorter than Vinny's drive one way.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyway, dating. She's back in the dating pool.
So dating.
Yes.
It's hard out there for a pimp or whatever you guys say. A new study out of England found that going... Oh, boy.
Play it.
A study shown...
Out of England found that going on a blind date gets your heart rate up to about 106 beats per minute, which is where you'd be if you went skydiving. So if you are looking for a thrill, that's your move. Blind dates.
Mm. I don't know about blind dates.
What do you mean you don't know about them? Of course you don't. You didn't date.
The one blind date I went on, my mom set me up on, ended with me fleeing the guy's apartment. So I'm going to...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why'd you flee his apartment?
Because it was either that or do what he wanted me to do. Which was like...
It was either that or go to the dungeon.
Yeah, either that or right to,
wait
to
a
his
minute.
Basement. So, I told you guys the story, but that was a blind date. My mom met some dude in a bar.
I remember, yeah.
Your mom met a guy in a bar.
At a bar,
She was with her friends or whatever. She's talking to this guy at the bar. He seems so nice, Sarah. So I gave him your number. I gave him our number, and he's going to call. And I want you to go on a date with him. And
what?
I'm like, all right, so he calls and I chat with him on the phone and I was like, all right, yeah, I'll meet him down the, not too far away.
We'll have a bar pizza.
Yeah, we just met at a bar or whatever and we just sat and talked. And I had a couple drinks and I was like, you know what? I really shouldn't drive right now. Mm-hmm. He goes, or whatever happened. I was either trying to figure out how I was going to get home. He goes, my apartment's like two doors down. Let's just go down to my apartment. I'm like, all right. He goes, Letterman's on. We'll watch that. And then by then, you can take off and go home. So the minute the door closes behind me, the dude basically attacks me. And I fought him off and got out of the apartment.
Were you screaming Ellie the whole time?
I was screaming on the way home. I was super pissed. Like, he came at me. Like, that was as close as I've ever gotten to, like, a real,
What'd your mom say?
She's like, oh, stop it. Oh, no.
You're making it up.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be so dramatic.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
dad's
a lot,
reactions
Mom.
To stuff.
Dude, I know.
Like when,
suck it up. Walk it off.
You know, it's the other one that they have that kind of reaction to is when, remember when they dropped off Sarah's kids to the
at
airport.
At the airport. And just,
My
kids are 16 and 14, or maybe 15 and 13 or something, and they're flying by themselves back home. They drop them off. The kids miss their flight and have, like, it's kind of a nightmare. And the next flight's not for, like, 12 hours. So they call us, like, oh, we missed our flight. I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I'm like, well, where's your grandpa? Well, he said he's going to the casino. And I'm like, oh, my God. I call my dad up. I'm like, Dad, the kids missed their flight. Like, you got to go get them. I said, there's another flight that leaves out of the Miami airport, which is an hour away. You can take them down to that. He goes, no, I got to get back.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, don't worry about them.
I'm like,
it'll all work out.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God, walk it off. This is my life story.
What did the kids end up doing?
They took a cab to Miami airport, the two of them.
Gosh.
They missed that flight.
They wouldn't have missed that flight, but there was something about they couldn't use our credit card within 2 hours of the flight. There was something, so they can't go. So then they cab back to the Fort Lauderdale airport.
Get out of here!
And they wait the rest of the 12 hours at the airport to get on another flight by themselves.
They were fine.
Dad. I left them with cigarettes and an 18-pack of Bud.
What
do you
want? so funny. Good morning, Mom.
Is she going to text you? Are we all in
can
trouble?
Can you imagine if I had let... But I have a niece who's the exact same age as my youngest. Can you imagine if I just dumped her off at the airport and left her there? Oh, she'll catch another flight. No
and
problem.
And went to the casino.
Yeah, just left. Just didn't go back. Like, you got to be kidding me. Those
that
kids were
awesome.
In your care.
Right.
Right. Now they're in the airport's care.
They're safe at the airport. What's the big deal?
And then catching a cab an hour away.
Oh, my God, I know.
Beautiful. Ugh. Well done.
Whatever. Listen, we all lived.
Right.
So I guess it's pretty good
you
parenting.
You live to tell the story. Right. That's right.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
What was the story about the dating? Did we even... Oh, the blind dating.
Blind dating will get your heart rate up like skydiving will. Give it a try, everyone. You'll love it.
Guess who's back?
Uh-oh.
Back at Eminem.
Shady's
Kanye's
back.
Oh, yeah. Do we have a song? Oh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.